WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Strong Starts. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to kickstart your day and conquer whatever comes your way. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more focus, a little more clarity, and a whole lot more resilience. Now, we're all about building those unshakable mornings, those routines that set us up for success. But before we dive into any specific practices, there's one cornerstone you absolutely gotta nail down. Self-awareness. Think of it like this: you wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet without knowing where the leak is coming from, right? Same goes for your mind and emotions. If you want to make positive changes, if you truly want to level up your life, you gotta get real with yourself about how you're showing up each day. So, what does self-awareness actually look like? It's more than just knowing your name and favorite ice cream flavor. It's about paying attention to the subtle cues, the thoughts that pop into your head, the feelings that bubble up, even the way your body reacts to different situations. Ever felt like you were on autopilot, just going through the motions without truly being present? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize an hour has flown by? That's a lack of self-awareness in action. We're missing those moments, those little sparks of awareness that could make all the difference. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-awareness daily. 1. Journaling your secret weapon. Grab a notebook and start jotting down your thoughts and feelings. Don't overthink it. Just let your pen flow freely onto the page. You might be surprised by the patterns that emerge, the recurring themes, and the hidden motivations driving your actions. 2. Mindfulness, be present, not preoccupied. Take a few moments each day to simply observe your surroundings. Focus on your breath, notice the sounds around you, feel the sensations in your body. This practice helps ground you in the present moment, reducing those distracting thoughts and anxieties that can cloud your judgment. 3. Emotional intelligence, the superpower of awareness. Learning to identify and understand your emotions is crucial for self-awareness. Are you feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed? Recognizing these emotions allows you to respond thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. 4. Feedback loop, embrace the power of perspective. Ask trusted friends, family members, or even colleagues for honest feedback about how they perceive you. Be open to their insights, even if they're not always what you want to hear. Remember, growth comes from stepping outside our own limited perspective. 5. Body scan, tune into your physical self. Pay attention to your body's signals. Are you tense? Relaxed? Hungry? Thirsty? These physical cues often reflect our emotional state and can provide valuable insights into what's going on beneath the surface. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work, feeling that familiar knot of anxiety in your stomach. Now, with that self-awareness, you might just push through it, hoping for the best. But with self-awareness, you take a moment to acknowledge those feelings, maybe even journal about them. You recognize that this anxiety stems from wanting to do well and impress your colleagues. This understanding allows you to reframe the situation, turning fear into motivation and using that nervous energy to fuel a powerful presentation. See? It's not just about knowing yourself better, it's about using that knowledge to navigate challenges with greater confidence and grace. Alright, listeners, let's recap. Today we talked about the power of self-awareness, how it fuels our personal growth, helps us make better decisions, and ultimately leads to a more fulfilling life. Remember, cultivating self-awareness is a continuous journey, not a destination. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those little victories along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to practice self-awareness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those thoughts strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.